Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today we're going to keep going with this series. We're talking about Bill Johnson, his church in Reddington, California, and some of the things that are being taught there in Reddington, California, and this movement that is springing up around Bill Johnson and how it's sweeping the youth of our nation. And so with that, let's go ahead and jump right in. Why would I even go out of my way to do a series on this particular guy, besides the fact that he's leading the minds of our young people astray and causing them to roll around on the floor and bark like dogs and laugh hysterically and think that they're going to take over the world before Jesus comes back? I mean, besides that, what's the big deal? Bill Johnson, I guess this is where the foundation gets destroyed. And once the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? Bill Johnson diminishes or puts down the Word of God and elevates above the Word of God subjective experiences. And in this hyper-charismatic church that I was a part of, it was the same thing. If you were somebody who loved to study your Bible, you loved God's Word, you were looked down on as unspiritual. It was actually a mark against you. And so you're going to see the same thing coming from Bill Johnson. It is basically a rejection of sola scriptura, scripture alone, and in the process, everybody who does read their Bible is, it's like one of my old pastors used to say, and he used to say this often, my goodness, I would grit my teeth every time he would say this, but he would say, a man with an argument is no match for a man with an experience. And so what he meant by that is, it doesn't matter if you're reading your Bible, it doesn't matter if scripture is on your side, you're no match for somebody who's had an experience. Another thing that is often cited, actually, is a scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. That little ditty where Paul says that the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. In the King James Version, it says it this way, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Now, this is actually something that Bill Johnson often quotes in support of his views on Scripture. And again, he sees Scripture as almost this book of words that hold people back. He wants people to avoid reading their Bibles, and you'll see that as I read some quotes from Bill Johnson as we go here. But he wants to get people away from their Bibles and into more of these hyper-charismatic experiences where people get this jolt from God, this fire from God where they fall down and they start twitching around on the floor. Now, when he says the letter kills, but the Spirit brings life, when Bill Johnson does that, I think it's kind of ironic. He's kind of shooting his own theological foot, don't you think? He's using the scriptures to prove that you shouldn't use the scriptures. Did you catch that? Nonetheless, what Paul's talking about there, when Paul's talking about the letter kills, but the Spirit brings life, he's talking about the commandments. When we get all caught up looking at the law, we miss what God has for us. Now, we do follow the law. We follow the Ten Commandments. We don't kill. We don't steal. We don't commit adultery. We don't covet our neighbor's goods. We certainly don't take the Lord's name in vain. You know, all you people out there that say the OMG, don't say that. That's taking the Lord's name in vain. All these things, okay? At this point, you've trusted in Christ. You're one of His. His blood has covered your sins. yes, you can go out there and perhaps do one of those stupid sins. I just said stupid on a podcast. You can do that, and the blood still covers you. But guess what? You shouldn't. Christ loves you. Christ died for you, and you shouldn't. The Spirit gives life. All right, we are now under grace. Should we abuse the grace? Absolutely not. In fact, if you're in this mode of abusing grace, I got to wonder if you're saved. I mean, maybe you should ask yourself that question. I don't know. But if you are in that mode, but if you hate sin, you hate it, and perhaps you still fall into it once in a while, and then you feel really bad about it, that's where we're at, okay? We're under grace, and that Holy Spirit is convicting you of your sin and saying, hey, you probably should repent of that. That was not what God wanted of you. But Bill Johnson takes this scripture way out of context and wants you to believe that Paul's actually saying, now we're talking about Paul here. We're talking about the guy that memorized the entire Torah, the first five books of the Bible. This is the guy that everywhere he went, he was either using apologetics or the law to convert people. It depends. Some people he had to bring them around to the subject, and he was using good old-fashioned apologetics. Sometimes he's taking them to the law to convict them of their sin and then showing them that they need a Savior. But this is the guy that wrote a large portion of the Bible, and Bill Johnson wants us to believe that somewhere in there, Paul decides to shoot his own foot and say, ah, forget it. Who cares about all that stuff I wrote to you guys? Look, the letter killeth, all my letters, they kill you, but the Spirit, you know, rolling around on the floor, barking like dogs, roaring like lions, running through fire tunnels, looking up in the sky and freaking out over glory clouds, and all kinds of unbiblical, ungodly nonsense, that's of God, because that's what God wants. God wants you to make things up about him, and he wants to make sure you don't check his word to find out whether or not they're true, Acts 17:11. Those Bereans, they were commended because they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether what the apostles were saying was true or not. But just to back up what I was saying, Romans chapter 7 verses 5 and 6, Paul touches on the subject again, and you can feel the parallels between what he was talking about in 2 Corinthians 3:6 here in this passage. So, again, this is Romans chapter 7, verse 5 and 6. He says, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins, which were by the law, did work in our members to bring forth unto death. But now we are delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. You see the parallels there? This is what Johnson says. This is what Bill Johnson says about the Bible. He says, those who feel safe because of their intellectual grasp of scriptures enjoy a false sense of security. None of us, get this, none of us has a full grasp of scripture, but we all have the Holy Spirit. He's our common denominator who will always lead us into truth. But to follow him, we must be willing to follow off the map to go beyond what we know. Oh, boy. All right, at first blush, that doesn't sound too bad, right? Okay, so none of us have a full grasp of scripture. Okay, that's true. None of us do have the full grasp of scripture. We all have the Holy Spirit. That is true. God has sent his Holy Spirit into all of us. That's how we know. That's one of the ways that we know that we're saved. He is our common denominator. He will always lead us into truth. That's true. But how do you know it is the Holy Spirit that is leading you at any particular time? Anybody? We're supposed to test the spirits. When we feel we're being led towards something, and you know, I, you guys know me, many of you do. I shy away from the whole God's leading me to do this, or God told me to do anything, God told me that. Well, we need to be able to know. We need to have a standard, a foundation that we can go back to and test what we're hearing. Let me give you an example. The Holy Spirit supposedly visits millions of people around the world and convinces them through a warm feeling in their chest that a book is from God. And off of that one feeling and the fact that they are pretty sure it's the Holy Spirit, the Mormon church spreads. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon church, all right? They encourage you when they come to your door. There's always two of them. They're always in nice white shirts with a little name tag that says elder, even though they're young guys. And they want you to place your entire trust in the Book of Mormon from simply praying and asking the Holy Spirit to give you a burning in your bosom, a burning in your chest. Now, in Johnson, in Bill Johnson's view, there's really no way to test that. Because, again, look, the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. And so if you just blindly say, well, the Holy Spirit leads us to all truth, you leave out the part about testing to find out whether or not that's the Holy Spirit. You assume that every time you get a feeling, it's from God. That's where we have issues. So what we end up with, if we elevate a feeling or a perceived communication from God over what is already established, God's word, the Bible, we know its truth. It has proven itself over and over and over. We elevate our personal feelings, our perceptions, some subjective communication with what we think might be God. Okay, how do we even know whether it's from God or not? Well, we know if it contradicts the word of God. But if we shoot our own feet and we avoid looking in the Bible and checking to find out whether something is so, well, then anything goes, right? Now, his comment there about none of us have a full grasp of Scripture, kind of reminiscent of the Emerging Church series that we just got through. It's that same concept of, you get this feeling from a lot of these guys that since we can't know all of it, or since we can't understand some things, why should we even try to understand any of it? Which, in my opinion is right, it's an insult to God. I mean, it's as if they are saying to God, I believe that you are so unintelligent that you cannot, in all of your wisdom, write a book through men that we can understand. And since I think that you are an unintelligent God and can't write us a communication, but rather your only real way of talking to us is on an individual basis through strange feelings and falling on the floor, twitching and barking like a dog and yelling fire and doing all the other strange circus sideshow actions. You know, is that really how God communicates? And it's an insult to God to say that we can't understand his word. God's word is written in such a way that the most simple-minded individual can read it and understand, and yet the most learned, the person who has got the most amazing sharp mind and all the time in the world to search the depths of the Scriptures will never fully bottom out and find all that there is in his word. That is how robust, so amazing God's word is. But he writes it in a way that even simpletons like me can understand it. Bill Johnson says, but in reality, the Bible is a closed book. Anything I get from the word without God will not change my life. It is closed to ensure that I remain dependent on the Holy Spirit. Not true. Not true. Yes, the Holy Spirit does open the Bible to believers more, way more, than if some unsaved person jumped in there and started reading. But guys, let's face it. Any unsaved person can open the Bible and read it at face value and understand many, perhaps not all, but many of the concepts in there. I just wanted to give you guys that feel, because that is, when you talk to, when you hear from different people who are part of Bill Johnson's movement, who have come out of it, one of the main themes that you're going to hear from all of them is how he denigrates the Bible. He brings the Bible down while simultaneously elevating subjective experiences. So why don't we stop right there? If you like what Youth Apologetics Training is doing and you'd like to help support, you can by sending donations to P.O. Box 2392, Loveland, that's Loveland, all one word, Loveland, Colorado, 80539. You guys can also hook up with me on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. I love talking to you guys. And so with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.